Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights, the podcast. We hope you'll be able to join us each time as we delve into all that is musical and drama theatre. Right, imagine this quick moment. A fist flies past, a stumble, a crash to the floor, the lights snap down, and the audience is on the edge of their seats. How did that look so real without anyone getting hurt?
Today we promise to lift the curtain on choreography, safety rules, and a juicy backstage anecdote that proves theatre rehearsal is as much about trust as it is about technique.
Joining us are two brilliant people with credits across regional theatres and touring productions. He specialises in combining classical sword work with contemporary unarmed choreography. Welcome.
Thanks, Matthew. Pleasure to be here. I got pulled into stage combat because I loved telling stories through movement. Violence on stage has to be truthful to the character, not just flashy. I train companies in stagecraft, safety procedures, and how to make every beat count.
And Sam, a leading actor from last season's hit revival, who danced, sang, and took a few theatrical punches most nights. Welcome. Tell us briefly what drew you to stage combat from the actor's side.
Great to be here. For me, it was the chance to expand storytelling through physicality. A properly staged fight tells you about who a character is, how desperate they are, and what they're willing to risk. And honestly, it's a rush to do it safely with a trusted partner.
Let's dig into the basics. What are the core ingredients that make stage combat convincing to an audience?
Three essentials: distance, timing, and intention. Distance is about believable spacing. The audience must see how a blow could land, even if it doesn't. Timing is the choreography of beats, so the actors can sell impact without contact. Intention is the emotional force behind every movement, who the characters are and why they're fighting. Combine those and the audience suspends disbelief.
And safety protocols. Give us the headline rules. What keeps performers safe in rehearsal and performance?
Headline rules. Always rehearse slowly. Mark the choreography. Use agreed signals for when something feels off. Check props and costume fit. And never perform a move that hasn't been fully practiced. We also follow staged combat association standards, include warm-ups and conditional progressions, and have an emergency plan in place for every show. From the actor side, communication is everything. If something doesn't feel right mid-run, a touch on the shoulder or a whispered word will stop a moment. Trust is built by repetition. You get to the point where you know the exact distance to pull a slap and how to sell it so the audience believes you were hit.
Right, and for the listeners who like the technical trickery, what are some non-dangerous stagecraft techniques that make a hit look real?
Eye contact and follow-through are huge. If the receiver's head snaps and their eyes roll away, that sells impact. Also, use lines of action and sight lines. Position actors so the audience sees the move cleanly. For punches, we use a near miss with a loud exhale and a physical reaction timed to the sound, sometimes reinforced by a mic'd stage scuff or a discreet cymbal hit from the pit. Importantly, we never teach real striking techniques in performance. Everything is about illusion.
Choreography is storytelling, not a boxing match. How do you shape a fight to reveal character rather than just display moves?
I start by asking, whose story is this beat telling? A desperate character will fight differently to someone who is cold and controlled. We map moments that reveal fear, arrogance, or exhaustion, a stagger that shows fatigue, a spare blow that hints at mercy. Rhythm matters too. Slow, heavy beats speak to weighty conflict. Fast, clipped exchanges suggest panic or incompetence.
As an actor, those choices help everything fall into place. If my character is exhausted, my movements are smaller, my reactions delayed, and that affects the partner's choices. When both actors commit to the story, the fight becomes more than spectacle. It becomes a scene with stakes.
Let's talk rehearsal to tech. What's the progression from first steps to opening night?
We begin in a safe rehearsal space. Slow,
marked and repeated. Once the beats are reliable, we add pace, then full costume and props in run-throughs. We test sight lines in the theatre. A move that looks clear in a studio can disappear under lights. We also check props for integrity, confirm costume mobility, brief stage management on signals, and ensure medical and insurance details are current. Finally, tech rehearsals let us adjust access to first aid and refine any sound or light cues that support the illusion.
Costumes can be tricksters. A bustle, heavy boots, or a clingy sleeve can change a move entirely. Performers and wardrobe must collaborate early, so nothing is compromised on opening night.
Exactly. I once had a fight blocked perfectly in rehearsal, then tried it in a long coat and nearly got my foot caught. We slowed the sequence down, adjusted the step, and added a small physical beat to make it safe, and the audience never noticed. Little adaptations like that keep actors safe and the scene intact.
Right on cue for theatre gossip. Tell us about a real mishap and how it was handled. Sam, you mentioned a story earlier.
Okay, this is told with love. In a touring production, a prop sword slipped in a fight because the scabbard was worn. The opponent's parry missed and the sword clattered away. We froze the action, signaled to stage management, and we improvised a gentle fall that read as the scene's end. Backstage, X checked every weapon, replaced rigging, and we ran the number again without the fault. The audience thought it was brilliant theatre. The company thought it was a reminder why we rehearse checks every day.
That moment taught us a lot. Never assume gear is fine because it worked yesterday, and always have a rapid stop signal. We also trimmed technical detail from the anecdote for safety purposes. These stories are about process and response, not instructing risky behaviour.
A sensible note, all techniques and equipment must be learned with a qualified teacher. Listeners, please do not attempt staged combat without training. And that anecdote shows why those checks matter.
To wrap up, what are the key takeaways we want our audience to remember about stage combat?
1. Safety first. Progress slowly. Use signals and check kit. 2. Choreography serves story. Every beat should reveal character. 3. Collaboration wins. Fight directors, actors, directors, wardrobe and stage management must share responsibility.
And from me, trust your partner, communicate and embrace the rehearsal process. The chemistry that makes a fight convincing is built off stage long before opening night.
Thanks for sharing such practical wisdom and a laugh or two. Next week, we'll be looking at set design secrets that make tiny stages feel huge. Until next time, keep enjoying theatre and all it has to offer.
Thanks for tuning in and join us next time for more Theatre Nuggets. Until then, it's Matthew and Donna saying goodbye. And make sure you tune in to Grease Paint and Stage Lights on your local radio station. And visit Grease Paint and Stage Light, the radio show's website.